just aware of the maybe hundreds or thousands of people that have come through these doors over the years.
觉得好像过去这么多年，不知道有多少百万人就是来经过这个门，进到这个建筑物里面来。
You know, broken lives that have come through the door.
有那些破碎的心进入到我们的教会当中来。
And the way that Jesus has come and restored people.
然后耶稣竟然来到这里，来恢复了这些人。
So there's a great heritage here.
这里是一个很大的属灵遗产。
And heritage is a really important thing.
遗产这个事情很重要。
It's good to know where you've come from.
你需要知道你从哪来的。
And so today I feel God wants to just rekindle something in this place and amongst his people.
我觉得今天神想在我们当中做大事。
The one thing that God has been emphasizing for us over the 2 days that I've been here is love.
那这两天我一直在寻求神要跟你们讲什么，爱这个字一直在我的脑海里。
For God so loved the world.
因为神如此的爱他的人。
That he sent his only begotten son.
让他把自己的亲生儿子送过来。
We have this amazing message.
我们有这样大一个神奇的讯息。
This amazing message about the love of God.
关于神天父的爱的美好信息。
And about how Jesus came into this world.
关乎于耶稣基督是怎么样来到这世上。
And because you have a heritage here.
因为你们这里有一个这么大的属灵遗产。
As I was sitting there and feeling quite emotional.
所以我刚才坐在那里都觉得特别感动。
I was thinking of the generations that went out from this place carrying the gospel.
我想起当年多少年前在这里的那些属灵人物从这里走出去去其他地方传福音。
Maybe some people left and went to the ends of the earth.
很多人可能从这里出去去到了世界各地。
Because of the encounter that they had with God.
因为他们在这里与神相遇。
But the thing more than anything else is God's love.
但是比这个都要重要的就是关乎神的爱。
You know, while I was sitting there, I was just reminded of when I was a young man.
当我坐在那里的时候，我想起来了，当我还是孩子时。
And I didn't come from a Christian family.
我并没有来自于一个基督徒的家庭。
And I remember one night as I was going home.
有一天晚上，我记得回家的路上。
And I wasn't really looking for God as far as I'm aware.
我觉得我好像并没有故意想跟神打交道。
But I was utterly overwhelmed with love.
但是突然我会被一种很重的爱深深的感动着。
And I heard this audible voice. It wasn't in my head. It was an audible voice.
我是从我自己的肉耳能够听到一个声音。
And this person spoke to me.
这个人对我说话。
It wasn't an austere voice.
我都不是说那种属灵声音哦，我是真的听见哦，肉耳听见哦。
But there was The love of a father.
是关于天父的爱。
A tender heart of a father.
是神很温柔的爱我们的心。
And 5 times this person spoke to me and told me how much they love me.
5次我听到这个人用这样的声音跟我说话，告诉我天父有多么的爱我。
Absolutely changed me.
完全改变了我的生命。
And I remember getting down on my knees. I was outside.
我还记得我当时还在外头呢，我就跪在了地上。
It was raining and got down on my hands and knees.
当时还下着大雨，我就直接跪到了地上。
And I said, I don't know who you are, but please don't ever leave me.
我当时就跟他说了一句话，我说我还不知道你是谁，但是千万不要抛弃我。
And eventually, when I got home, somebody gave me a John's Gospel about a year earlier.
后来我回到家了以后，一年前有人给了我《约翰福音》这本小册。
And it was on this chair where I used to sit.
那就是在我平时常常坐的那个椅子上。
And I sat through the night just reading John's Gospel.
我当时就一个晚上坐在那里翻那本约翰福音的小册。
Gospel of love.
那就是关乎于爱的福音。
This irresistible love.
是完全抵挡不住的爱。
This uncompromising love towards us.
是完全不可以妥协的一种爱对我们。
Absolutely changed me.
完全改变了我的生命。
And while we're worshiping today, sitting over there.
所以在我们敬拜当中，我就安安静静坐在那里。
I felt very emotional.
我特别感动。
And I said to the Lord again.
然后我又问神说。
You know, as you get older, you accumulate property and things and stuff.
那你越来越长大，就慢慢开始有了自己的所谓的财产啊、房子呀、啊、等等。
And just sitting there, I just said to the Lord, "You can have it all."
然后我就对主说：“主啊，你可以拿走我所有的财产了。
”I just want to come and follow you.
我只是想来跟随你。
Because once God's love has been shed in your heart,
当神的爱真的如此触动到你时，
it changes you radically.
它会立刻的改变你整个生命，翻转。
So sitting there, I just said, Lord, you can have it all, everything.
所以刚才我就在那个椅子上坐着，我说主啊，你可以拿走我的一切。
You can have my life.
你可以拿走我的生命。
You know, He called us out of darkness to life.
神在黑暗中找到我们。
Christianity is different from every other religion.
我们所相信的基督教和所有的宗教都不一样。
See, other religions, it's like doing an improvement job.
那其他的宗教都是关于你自己要变得更好。
But Christianity is very, very different.
但是基督的信仰却完全不一样。
Christianity takes, Jesus takes dead things and makes them alive.
基督教的信仰是让死的都能变成活的。
And we're all dead in our sin.
那我们都是在最终成为死的。
But Christ made us alive.
但是神却让我们又活了。
This is a profound thing.
这么深刻深奥的东西。
We all died in Adam.
我们都在老亚当里死亡。
But we're all made alive in Jesus Christ.
但是我们都在基督里面又重新活过来。
This is a profound thing. It's not a religion.
这是一个很深奥的秘密，这不是宗教。
It's not a dead religion.
这不是一个死的宗教。
This is about relationship.
这个是关乎于跟神的关系。
This is a relationship with the Father.
是与天父的关系。
We were made in His image.
我们是按照天父的形象所造。
And He called me out of darkness.
然后他把我们从黑暗中找出来。
Like He called you out of darkness.
就像他怎么样把你从黑暗中给拉扯出来一样。
And maybe some of you here today are in darkness.
也许今天你们的人就有现在此刻在黑暗之中的。
But I'm telling you about Jesus.
但是今天我来跟你们说关乎基督的事。
I'm telling you about God's love.
我告诉你关乎神的爱的事。
And I'm an old man now.
我现在是一个老人了。
But sitting there.
那刚才坐在那里。
I feel a passion as powerfully as ever done in regarding God's love.
我对神刚才那个爱的感动不比曾经少。
So God's desire is this.
所以神对我们的心是。
You see, perfect love casts out all fear.
完美的爱就能驱除所有的惧怕。
You know, we sang, "I'm no longer a child of fear."
就像我们刚才所唱的，说我们再不是害怕的奴隶了。
But I am a child of God.
我们却是神的孩子。
What an amazing fact and statement!
是多么重要的一个我们需要理解的道理。
You know, most human beings are driven by fear.
很多人都是在惧怕中活着。
Imagine the bondage of fear.
你想想你所害怕的那些。
Jesus comes into your life.
耶稣来到你的生命当中。
Changes you radically.
他马上就改变你。
Changes you radically.
让你改变生命。
So from that place of love.
从爱的这个方向来。
From that place of security.
从那个有安全感的方向来。
We're able to go and do the things that God calls us to do.
我们就可以去做神想让我们所去做的事情。
Now I want to tell you something.
今天我想跟你们说件事。
My life is very strange. People who know me.
如果知道我的人知道我的生命很奇怪的。
And God has done some extremely strange things with me.
神总是让那些很奇怪的事情发生在我身上。
And sometimes I've been in one place and God has taken me to another place supernaturally.
有的时候我在一个地方，可是我的灵却去到了另外一个地方。
I could tell you a lot of things, but I'll try and stay with what I want to say.
你要想听这个的话，其实我有好多故事的，但是我尽量的还是讲我今天所计划讲的东西。
But many months ago,
很多月前
God showed me and took me to this place.
神呢就把我的灵带到了这么一个地方。
It wasn't a dream.
那不是一个梦啊。
I was a physical person in this place.
我是在那个地方，真的是觉得我本人到达了那个地方啊。
Now, why I'm telling you this is because we are involved in a spiritual battle.
那我想跟你说这个的原因是想让你看到我们在一个属灵的世界和征战当中。
There is another realm.
还有一个完全你看不见的世界。
There is another realm, a spiritual realm.
是一个叫属灵的世界。
Where there's a battle raging.
在那里有很多的征战。
Anyway, I found myself in this place.
然后我就临到了这个地方。
And I was walking along with a bottle, big bottle.
然后我就拿着一个大瓶子。
And this bottle was wine and oil at the same time.
那这个大瓶子里面有酒还有油。
And I'm carrying this bottle, and I'm thinking, this is amazing.
我当时拿着这个瓶子，我觉得这个瓶子好好好好美妙啊。
I understand what wine means, and I understand what oil is for.
我虽然我明白什么叫做酒，什么叫做油。
And in my other arm, I'm carrying this long. I knew it was an instrument, but I didn't know what it was.
那我的右手呢，就拿着一种乐器，我自己都叫不出名字的乐器。
And it was wrapped up in this cloth.
然后呢，是长长的，然后被一个布包着的。
And I'm walking along and I see this crowd.
然后我就看到了前面有一群人。
So I push my way to the front of this crowd.
所以我就挤进去到这个人群当中。
And there was this entity.
然后我就发现那里有一种邪灵。
She in history known as the temptress.
那在历史上叫 temptress, 这种邪灵。
We okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Don't have Chinese for it. Sorry.
And so as I got to the front,
所以我到了他的面前。
There was literally thousands of men around this entity.
那有很上千万人就围着这个邪灵哦。
And the men were full of lust.
然后这些人都带着欲望。
And this entity was satisfying their unquenchable lust.
那这个邪灵呢？当时就在他们那些人的欲望当中，特别的爽。
And I'm saying to these people, you need to get away from this.
然后我就跟当时的人说，你们要离开这个邪灵。
So I'm remonstrating. I'm saying you need to get away from this. This is evil.
我跟他们说很邪恶的，你们要赶快离开。
So they beat me to the ground.
然后他们就把我打到了地上。
And I managed to get up and walk off.
然后我就好不容易爬起来，然后离开了。
I'd still got the bottle, and I'd still got this.
那我手上仍然是拿着，左手拿着瓶子，右手拿着一个乐器，长长的乐器。
And I was really upset, and I was talking to God.
然后我当时很难过，我就跟神说话。
And I said to the Lord, "This is just terrible."
我跟神说，这样太真不好。
Then He shocked me, the Lord.
然后神给了我很震惊。
He said, "Do you know what the most shocking thing is, Grenville?"
他说，你知道这世上最震惊的事情是什么吗？神说。
These are Christian men.
他说这里有基督徒。
These are Christian men.
是叫做基督徒。
And I was appalled.
然后我是很失望。
I was appalled and I carry on walking.
然后我就继续往前走。
And then I come across this army.
然后我看到了一个大军队。
And this army was very different to human beings.
这个大军队的样子好像跟人类不一样。
And I want to check something out in the Bible.
然后我就想翻翻圣经看看那是什么。
When you read in Daniel, and Daniel starts to talk about end times.
然后当你读但以理书，看到但以理在讲到末世的事情。
In the Hebrew, he makes a strange comment.
在希伯来书里面也有一些很奇怪的说法。
And what it infers is this.
他所讲的是。
That these human beings were transhuman.
那这些人其实是那种男女混杂的搞不清的，就是像那同性恋的人。
No, I don't know really what that means, whether they're human, but demonically enhanced.
那他们又好像是人类，但是又好像比人类又发展了又不一样了一点。
But there's this amazing battle going on in the distance.
然后远远的我就看到有一种征战在前面发生。
I'd never seen anything like it ever.
我从来没看到过那样子的征战。
And so I started talking to this army.
所以我就开始跟这里的军队的人说话。
And they beat me up.
他们又打我。
And threw me to the ground.
然后把我打到了地上。
And then they marched on.
然后他们继续往前走。
And some of them stood laughing at me.
然后还有人几个人站在那里来笑我。
And I said, if you think that's going to save you, you are wrong.
然后我就说你们是错的。
You need to repent, but they laughed.
你们需要悔改。
So I was in this spiritual place.
我又看到了这个属灵的世界。
And then the Lord said to me, unwrap the cloth.
然后神对我说，把那个布解开，看看里面是什么。
And it was a shofar.
然后我看到了一个那个吹的号角。
So I said to the Lord, "Do you want me to blow the shofar?" He said, "No."
然后我对神说，你是让我吹号角吗？神说不要。
What do you want me to do?
那我问神，那你要我干嘛呢？
He said, "Listen, the shofar represents the gospel."
那神说，这个号角代表的是福音。
So when you blow the shofar, everybody can hear it.
当你吹号角的时候，所有人都能听到。
It's a warning.
这是一个警告。
But it's more than a warning.
但是这比警告还要更多。
And then the Lord began to speak about the Feast of Trumpets.
然后神就开始跟我说了关于
And then you can check this
那个号角节的事情。
Check this out with Joshua.
让你们自己看看约书亚记。
Watch what will happen around the Feast of Trumpets.
那你们看看号角节到底要发生什么呢？
There's going to be a war in the Middle East.
你会发现在中东会有战争。
And I said this to a lot of other people. I said, if you don't believe me, watch this.
我跟很多人都这样说过，你们要是不相信我，你们等着看。
A big ancient cathedral in Europe will catch fire.
有在欧洲的一个大的教堂会着火。
And then someone rang me a month or two, and I said when it would happen.
当我说了这个事情会发生时。
Said, have you seen on the news, Granville, about this?Cathedral that's caught fire.
然后真的有人打电话给我了，说 Granville， 你有没有看的消息？真的有一个教堂着火了。
I said, no, I don't need to see it.
然后我说，我才不要看那个事情呢。
Now.
现在。
What is the shofar?
我们说的号角是什么
？So the Lord was talking about Feast of Trumpets.
神对我说关于号角节的事。
But I won't go into all of that.
我今天不会跟你们去解释号角节。
But basically.The Feast of Trumpets. This trumpet was about the gospel.
只是想让你们知道，号角节就是关乎福音。
He said we need to preach the gospel.
是告诉我们要把福音传出去。
Tell the people to preach the gospel.
来告诉其他的人要传出去福音。
He said tell the people to preach the gospel.
告诉所有的人去传福音。
That's you and me.
就是你和我。
He said but more than that.
但是比这还更重要的是。
It come from a place of love.
一定要从爱的这个角度来传福音
Not being judgmental.
不要讲那种很论断的话哦
You see, love is irresistible.
因为爱是没有人可以拒绝的
Love is irresistible.
没有人能够拒绝爱的福音
Let me give you a little illustration.
让我给你一个例子吧
My wife, when I was courting her, lived about 10 miles away.
当我和我的妻子还在谈恋爱的时候我们那时候住得挺远
When you're in love,
当你们爱对方的时候
You just want to be with that person.
你就很想跟他在一起。
I can remember it. We had a real bad winter.
我记得那时候是很冷的冬天。
When I was young, we used to wear hush puppies.
那个时候我穿了很厚的鞋子。
Look that up on the internet, you'll find out.
然后我当时找到了网上找到了一个最好的鞋子。
But they're not waterproof.
但是它却不防水。
And I rang Jill, and that's my wife.
然后我跟我的 wife Jill 说
I said, I'm coming over to you. All the buses have been stopped because the weather was bad.
我说因为天气太寒冷了连公车都没有了我准备到你这里来
So I got my denim jeans on and my denim jacket.
所以我当时买了那种很厚的衣服啊尼龙的衣服裤子
And my hush puppies, and it was snowing, blizzard.
然后当时很糟糕的大雪啊雨啊反正天气很恶劣
I walked to her house.
我真的是走到她家去
Knocked on the door.
敲了他的门
Covered in snow, soaking.
然后他看到我被雪已经压得全部都湿了
She said, why have you come over? You should have stayed home. I said, because I love you. I just want to see you.
然后他就说这么大这么糟的天气你为什么要过来他说就是因为我爱你我想见你啊
I just want to be with you.
我只是想跟你在一起而已
So I sat with her and held her hand for about 20 minutes and then walked home.
然后我就坐在那里拉着他的手望了他20分钟然后我就又走回去了
so,When I got home, I was like an iceberg.
我回到家的时候，我都快成冰人了。
So I got into the house, and my dad was there. He said, "Man, you've got it really bad, haven't you?"
然后我的爸爸看见我当时那副惨样，就说：“哇，你是有多爱呀，都走成这样了。
”I said, "I can't do anything about it."
我说我不能够帮助自己，就是控制不住啊。
So love is irresistible.
所以爱是控制不住的爱。
And in the end, I convinced Jill to marry me.
所以我最后要我的太太来跟我结婚。
So this love is irresistible. God's love is irresistible.
所以真要是爱的话，就是不可拒绝的，拒绝不了的。
And I want to encourage you to spend time with Him.
所以我要鼓励你们和父神有一个好的关系，花时间。
You see, when you're full of Jesus,
当你里面满是基督时
，there's a presence that you carry.
你带着他的同在在你里面。
It's irresistible presence.
是完全拒绝不了的一种同在。
Do you know, I walked into a bank a little bit back.
我记得之前我有去到银行。
I wasn't going to rob it.
我不是要去抢银行啊。
And there was a woman at the cash point. Someone had.
那柜台前呢，就有一个女人。
She got no money in her account.
她当时说她没有钱了。
And you know how people get irritated when they're in a queue.
那你知道那些排队的人就变得很烦躁了，他们还在等排队呢。
They just want that person to go so they can do that.
他们就很想让个女的快点走开，他们就可以等到他们了。
So this woman was crying. She got a little girl with her.
然后那个女人在哭，然后她旁边还有一个女孩。
So I walked up to her.
然后我当时走到她面前。
It's amazing how people watch you.
你会发现所有的人都在看着我，眼睛都盯着。
To this lady, can I pray for you?
然后我对那个女人说，我可以为你祷告吗？
Crying and weeping.
因为她一直在哭。
She said, "Are you a Christian?"
然后那个女人直接问，那你是基督徒吗？
And human beings are pretty nosy.
那一般人类呢，都比较喜欢管闲事。
So I said, "Yeah, I'm a Christian."
我说是啊，我是基督徒啊。
She said, "If you pray for me, I think I'll cry." I said, "That's okay."
然后她说，你要是给我祷告，我会哭的。她说没问题。
So people are all embarrassed watching me.
所以其他的人看我的人都觉得很丢人，很尴尬。
So I'm praying for this woman in Lloyd's Bank.
我当时就在 Lloyd's 那个银行里面，当着所有人面给这个女人祷告。
The presence of God comes.
神的同在好强。
But I kept saying to her, "You know, God loves you."
然后我就不停的跟她说，神好爱你。
She was telling me how her life is in a mess and.Everything's gone wrong.
然后他就想告诉我说，他的生活是多么的糟糕，所有的事情都错了。
I said it'd be all right.
然后我就跟他说会没事。
I said the reason I'm here today is because God sent me.
我跟他说，今天我在这里的原因是神叫我来的。
I didn't know he was sending me, but he sent me here for you.
我其实当时也没有说神要知道我来是找谁，现在才知道我来是找你。
So I was praying for her.
所以我为他祷告。
God touched this woman.
神深深地触摸了这个女人。
And people are looking on at what had happened.
旁边所有的旁人、围观者、吃瓜者很多。
So she came and sat where they got some chairs. So I talked to her.
所以就有人呢，很好的给了我们两张椅子，就让我们坐下来继续聊。
The great thing is, it's the Holy Spirit that does the work.
最美妙的事情是圣灵在做事情。
We just speak what God puts in our hearts.
我们只是在讲神放在我们心里头已经有的东西。
She said, "What sort of Christian are you?"
然后他就问，你是哪种样子的基督徒啊？
I said, "I don't know. I'm just a Christian."
我说我也不知道我是哪种样子的，我就是一个基督徒而已。
She said to me.Which church do you go to? Well, I was in Leicester, away from long way from where I live.
他说：“那你去哪家教会呀？我以前去 Leicester 那家教会哦。”
Can I come to your church?
他说：“我可以到你教会来吗？”
I said, "No, you need to find a local church."
我说：“不是的，你是要去找一个当地自己的教会。”
But how will I know it's the right church?
那女人就问：“那我怎么知道我去的那个教会对不对呢？”
So I said,
我说
，Listen.If they talk about Jesus,
我说只要他们讲的是耶稣
that's the church to stay.
你就可以待在那里
If they talk about Jesus all the time,
只要他们一直在讲耶稣
Jesus is at the center.
耶稣是所有讲道的中心的话
Go to that church.
你就在那里没错了
If the pastor is at the front talks about himself,
如果那个人站在前面他讲的是他自己
And the church program,
还有讲他们教会的各种计划
And the building,
还讲到他们的美丽的建筑
And anything else, run out the door.
那只要是跟这种有关的，你就赶快离开，出门吧。
And this is what she did.
这真的是她后来所做。
Let me tell you another story. How brilliant God is.
我再给你讲个故事吧，来看看神有多好多伟大。
I was with my friend driving to Chiswick.
那我们去开车去到一个叫 Chiswick 的地方。
To speak at a church.
那里去有一个教会。
I said to him, "Stop the car! Stop the car! Stop the car!"
然后我就跟我朋友说，你赶快停车，停车。
He didn't know what had gone wrong.
然后我朋友说，奇怪了，为什么要我突然停车
？There were some houses up on a bank.
然后旁边的那个河边就有很多的房子。
He said, "Why have you stopped the car? So we need to go to that house."
然后那个我的朋友就问，你为什么要停车？他说，我们要去那个房子。
So we parked the car.
所以我们停了车。
Climb up this little lane.
然后我们还专门走了一条小径。
Go up to the house, knocking on the door.
去了我很确认的那个房子，敲了门。
Nobody answers the door.
就没有人来开门。
My friend said, "Well, you got that wrong, haven't you?"
然后我朋友就说，你看你这次错了吧。
Keep knocking on the door.
我就说，你不，你一直敲，一直敲。
Then looking to the left, there's this woman running with a little girl.
然后我们突然看到房子的左边有一个女人带着一个女孩跑了。
And this woman lived in this house.
这个跑的女人其实就是这个房子的主人。
So she comes up to us.
然后最后我们让她在我们面前来跟我们说话。
It's really strange when you meet people.
当你看到这样的人。
In a situation like this.
特别是在这种环境下遇到这样的人。
And my friend said, "I'm a Christian."
我的朋友先说话了，说我是基督徒。
I'm also a firefighter. Here's my warrant card.
我也是一个，这是我的名片，我是那个降火的，就是着火了可以扑灭的消防员。
We're not crazy people.
我们不是吓人的人哦，不是坏人哦。
And I said, Yeah, we're Christians.
然后他说我们是基督徒。
She said, What do you want?
然后那女的问你要干嘛
？Driving along.
然后我们就继续说。
Just use our ordinary language, not try to dress it up.
我们用最普通的语言跟他说话，就怕他觉得我们有与众不同，太不一样。
Lord told us to stop the car.
说神叫我们停车。
And go and pray for the person living in that house.
然后来为这个房子里的主人祷告。
God wants to tell you how much He loves you.
神只是想告诉你他有多么多么的爱你。
So this woman tells us that her marriage had broken up.
然后这个女人告诉我们她的刚刚离婚。
Her husband had gone off with someone else.
她的丈夫已经离开了。
She was going to lose the house.
她很快就会要失去这个房子。
I said, "Can we pray for you?"
然后我们说可以为你祷告吗
？She said, "What sort of Christians are you?"
她就问这样的同样的问题。她说你是哪一种基督徒啊
？I said, "We're the normal sort."
我说我们就是普通基督徒啊。
And I said to this lady, and you were thinking in your head, this doesn't sound right.
我想跟这个女人说些话，但是我头脑里又跟我说，这样的话讲出去可能不太好吧。
Would you mind if we lay hands on you?
然后我就说，我们可以把手按到你的身上吗
？Which you're thinking she's going to ring the police.
然后我们头脑在想，不会打电话给警察吧
？No, so she's.Please pray for me. My life is a disaster.
没想到这个女人跟我说，请为我祷告，我的生活一团糟。
So a lot of things we didn't know about her at all.
所以我们完全不了解这个女人的。
So we lay hands on her.
所以我们就按手在这个女人身上。
Can I put my hand on your shoulder?
Yes.
Good. That's okay. I don't want to get arrested.
我不想有警察，所以我按到女人身上，我特别小心。
And we start praying for this lady.
然后我们就开始为这个女人祷告。
Then the Holy Spirit starts talking about her life, and she, yeah, it's true, it's true, it's true, it's true.
然后圣灵就一直在对这个女人说话，然后这个女人就说：“是的，真是这样，真是这样。”
She said, "I just feel God's love."
然后她突然说：“我感觉到神好爱我。”
I feel this irresistible love.
我感觉到这种不可拒绝的爱。
I feel this peace.
我感觉到这平安。
Am I all right?
我还好吗
？So we carry on praying for her.
我们一直在继续为她祷告。
She gives her life to Jesus.
她把她的生命交给了耶稣。
Pray for this little girl.
我们也为旁边的小女孩祷告。
Where's your church?
我们就问。
About 90 miles away.
她问你们教会在哪呀？我说哦，好远好远。
She said, "Well, I want to go to a church like yours."
她说哦，我想去你所在的那间教会，可以吗
？So I gave her the same thing. I said, "Listen, there's lots of churches around here."
然后我也同样的回答，我说其实旁边有很多当地教会的。
Go to a church if they talk about Jesus all the time.
就是去一个当地教会，只要他们讲的是耶稣为核心就好。
If they got a heart for Jesus.
只要他们为耶稣有一份心就好。
I said, "And the people talk about Jesus."
然后他说有人讲这样讲耶稣啊。
That's the church where you need to go.
那我们就说那你就去那家教会就好了。
If you go in the church and the leader talks about himself.
如果你去的那个教会那个掌权者只讲他自己荣耀自己的话。
And we need a new building.
说哦我们需要一个新的建筑啊。
And there's nobody doing the kids work.
哎呀没有人做主日学的工作呀。
Except Betty.
除了 Betty 以外啊。
And there's no musicians.
这里也没有什么音乐人啊也只有 Betty 一个人做怎么办
?That's a joke by the way.I said, "Lee, don't go to that church."
然后我说，如果有人只是为了事情来留你的话，那你就千万不要去那个教会了。
She said, "Can I have your name and address?" I said, "Yeah."
然后女人就问我说，我能不能要你的名字和你的地址啊
？So I wrote my name and address down.
所以我把我的名字和地址写了下来。
About 2 years later, I get a phone call.
两年之后，我收到了一个电话。
God, I tell you what, I mean.God does amazing things.
神真的好奇妙。
This woman starts crying. Well, I start crying because this woman's telling me this story.
当这个女人告诉我后来的事情的时候，我在电话这边使劲的哭。
You and my friend Nigel came to my house.
她说：“你记不记得两年前你和你的朋友到我家里来
？”Do you remember? I said, "Yeah."
她说：“你记得吗？”我说：“记得。”
Let me just tell you, she said, "I found a church where they talk about Jesus all the time."
我找到了一家教会，他们就是一直在说耶稣的教会。
I got involved with the children's work.
我去那里帮助了，去跟他们做主日学了。
Said I got divorced from my husband.
然后我跟我的丈夫最后也是确实离婚了。
She said the guy leading the children's work.
他说在那个教会里面管主日学的那个男人
was a wonderful man.
是一个很好的男人。
He said we fell in love.
他说我们相爱了。
And we've got married.
然后我们结婚了。
We're going off to Africa.
我们现在要一起去非洲。
In 6 months' time to run a school in Africa.
在六个月以后在非洲准备在那里开一所学校。
I just want to thank you.
他说我就是打电话来谢谢你。
And I thought, if I never ever do anything,
我当时觉得好诧异，因为我真的没觉得自己做了什么。
If I never do anything,
我没做什么呀。
What a Jesus we have that he arrests us and says, grabs your attention.
耶稣就是直接抓住我们的注意力，就这样说。
And we're just ordinary people.
我们就是普通的人。
And we told Jesus this woman about Jesus.
我们只是跟这个女人说起了耶稣而已。
Pray for her, and the Holy Spirit comes.
然后为她祷告的时候，圣灵在那里做工。
She gets filled with the Holy Spirit.
她被圣灵大大充满。
She goes to a church.
然后她就去了教会。
She meets a man and falls in love.
然后她就遇到了一个男人，然后跟他相爱了。
And then going off to Africa, she said, "I can't tell you what joy I have in my heart."
然后她就去了非洲，就这么简单的故事，我无法来跟你描述我当时那个激动和开心的感受。
From an utter disaster.
从一个完全糟糕的生活的境况。
With incredible pain in her life.
她当时在很痛苦的低谷状态。
Where God brought restoration to her.
当神完全恢复了她的生活。
She meets a godly man.
她认识了一个属灵的好男人。
They get married.
他们结婚了。
And they feel a calling to go to Africa.
他们竟然一起事工要去非洲。
But she said, most of all, what she carried was the love of God within her.
在他里面他一直装着的就是那个父神对他的爱。
And there was the sense of God was compelling them to go to Africa.
那原来神的爱就一直在给他们这样的一个驱使，让他们夫妻俩一直都想去非洲开学校。
And this school was an orphanage.
然后这是一个孤儿院的学校在非洲。
And she said, I've got such love in my heart for people.
他说我心里面有好多对人的这样的爱。
And you think that one moment in history,
就因为历史上的两年前的那么一件小事
that changes her life.
改变了她整个的生命
They go off to Africa.
他们去了非洲
And all those wonderful little children.
为那些非洲的孤儿们
Who know nothing about having a mom or dad.
连父母都没有的孤儿们
And here's this family who are mom and dad to them.
他们成为了那些孤儿们的爸爸和妈妈
And they teach them the word of God.
还教他们关于圣经的话语神的话
Many of those children are probably grown up now.
很多那个时候的孩子现在都是大人了
I think what an amazing message.
我觉得多么美好的见证
What an amazing message.
这么好的讯息
So you have a great heritage here.
所以我们这里有一个属灵的遗产
And God is calling his people right now in history.
神在叫他的人借着我们历史以前所做
Let me just check my watch. We live on the front row of history, all of us.
我们一直都走在历史的前面。
The world is in a dreadful state.
那我们的世界现在已经变得很糟糕。
There's not one part of the world that is in a good place.
世界上没有一个地方现在是好的。
Politicians don't have any answers.
连政治家都没有答案。
Universities have no answers.
大学教授也给不了你答案。
To the remedy of sin.
给你任何的解药。没有罪的答案，不能解决罪。
So there are no answers.
没有任何答案。
To the world's problem.
去来解决关于罪的问题。
But there is an answer. It's Jesus.
但是耶稣是我们的答案。
I want to just share something quickly.
所以我想在这里再跟你们分享一个事。
We are in a spiritual battle.
我们在一个属灵的征战里面。
Jesus talks in Matthew 12.
耶稣在马太福音第十二章说。
He talks about a room being swept clean.
他在讲有一个房子被打扫干净了。
And he's saying, if you sweep a room clean.
他说，如果你把这个房子打扫干净了。
So.When the gospel comes to Grenville,
当福音进入到我里面时
when the gospel comes to me,
当福音进来时
Jesus sweeps the room clean.
耶稣说我就把你的房子打扫干净了
But it can't be left empty.
但是不能空空的就是一个干净房子留在那儿哦。
It's God may answer your prayers.
说神一定会回答你的祷告。
But if the room's left empty,
但是如果你的那个房子是个空的
What does Jesus say about that which he swept out of that house?
你知道耶稣后面讲了会发生什么吗？这个空空的房子里。
And he's talking about entities, spirit, demonic spirit.
他会说有七个邪灵要进来。
He said, when that spirit is cast out,
他说当前面的那个邪灵被已经赶走 之后
and it goes to dry places,
他去一个无水之地
and then it's aware of the place that it's left is empty.
所以在他在那个空空的地方房子空的时候他就待在无水之地
Jesus said it finds other demonic spirits worse than that one.
耶稣说他后来有七个比之前那个更恶的鬼
and brings them back to the house.
然后又把那七个鬼又进来这个房间
Well, when the house is swept clean,
当房子被打扫干净第一次
it has to be replaced with Jesus.
马上你需要有一个取代的就是耶稣
We keep the love of God in our heart.
我们要把耶稣的爱放在我们的心里
We keep ourselves free from sin.
我们要把无罪的事情放到心里
And we fill our hearts with the love of God.
我们要耶稣的爱来充满我们的心和我们的房子
fill our hearts with Jesus.
让我们的房子里面是充满着耶稣的
You see, when I talk about irresistible love,
当我讲到这不可拒绝的爱时
when you're in love,
当你相爱之时
So when I'm in love and I meet my wife,
当我看到我的太太 Jill, 我相爱之时
when I meet my friends, I talk about Jill.
当我看到我的
朋友
我哪怕跟我其他的朋友说话我的口里都时不时都要讲到我太太因为我一直爱着她所以跟别人的话题也是我们家的太太当你跟耶稣相爱时
It's a natural thing for us to talk about Jesus.
你会很自然的话里话外就是忍不住要提起耶稣
You just want to talk about Jesus.
因为你忍不住你就想提你所爱之人
And you remind people, you say, this is my testimony.
然后你会一直跟别人说这就是我的故事见证
This is my story.
这是我的故事
This is what Jesus has done in my life.
这就是耶稣跟我所发生的故事
And you have the opportunity to share the gospel with people.
你有这样的经历你有这样的机会可以跟别人说起你自己的故事
And people respond now.
那就会有人想听啊
Where we are in history.
在历史上
So Jesus is talking about human being.
耶稣讲到了关于人类的事情。
Or a nation regarding sweeping.
关于打扫房子这件事情。
Yeah. I don't know what I just said, but I said that.
They're all examining.
Okay. Where we are in history now is this.
当我们在历史上是这样子。
When we say as a nation or a people.
当我们讲到一个国家或者一个人
We don't want you, God.
我们拒绝神说我不要你啊神
When we shut him out of everything,
当我们拒绝他时
He said, okay, if that's what you want, I'll go.
那神就会说那你既然不要我我走了
What happens?
那会发生什么事情
The seven demons that were worse than the first one that left come back into a nation.
那比之前更恶的那个鬼七个恶鬼要进来到这个国家
So when we look around the world,
所以我们来现象看看这世界。
What do we see?
你看到了什么？
Churches were once full of people that worship Jesus.
以前呢，教会都是满的。
Nations had Jesus at the center of their democracy.
那曾经那些有耶稣的那些民主国家。
A civilization, by and large, was built on.Judeo-Christian value.
曾经有多少国家都是在建立在基督教的信仰上面建了自己的国度。
But when the universities say no, we don't want that.
当大学开始拒绝耶稣，是说我不要神在这里面。
When the nations say we don't want that.
当一个国家对神说我不要你在我们国家里面。
We invite the entities back in.
我们等于是把那七个恶鬼给请进来了。
And they establish themselves.
他们这七个恶鬼就在这个国家里面开始了他们的地盘。
And then we see the demise.Of a nation.
然后你会看到这个国家开始面面的越来越邪恶化。
This is happening right now.
现在我们就能看到这些现象。
All around the world.
在全世界都能看到这样的现象。
What's that answer? Is love.
所以神的答案就是爱。
If For God so loved the world.
因为神这样的爱世界。
God so loved the world.
神如此的爱世人。
Do you know the Hebrew language is fascinating?
你知道希伯来语是很奇妙的。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross,
当耶稣被十字架
And the man said to him,
有人对他说
Remember Jesus when you come into your...
当时在他的旁边有一个也同钉十字架的人说他说主啊你记得我哦当你去伊甸园时
Jesus said to him,
耶稣说
This is what it literally says. We say paradise, but it says more than that.
耶稣不光只是说到乐园这个字哦
In the Aramaic and Hebrew, he said,
在原希伯来文里头是这样说的
Tonight you will be back with me in the garden of trees.
他说的是原文是今天晚上你要跟我一起回去到那原来的伊甸园的那个树上
You will be with me in the garden of trees.
你会再回到原来的那棵树上
It's most amazing what he's saying. He's talking about the garden of Eden. He's talking about God's promise.
他耶稣所说的是说回到原来的伊甸园回到原来神所预备的那个产业
So we haveThis calling on our lives.
所以我们在我们的生命中有这样的、一个呼召。
Could you imagine?
可以想象吗
？Being married, a man to a woman.
一个男人一个女人结婚。
And then the man comes home from work.
然后男人下了班回到家。
And the wife said, "By the way."
然后妻子都在说。
I found somebody else.
哦，我找到另外一个人了。
But it's okay. I'll be,
但是没问题。
I'll be a wife to you.
我可以当你的妻子哦。
And I'll be a wife to the other man.
但是我要跟另外一个男人当妻子。
Or the other way around, if the man comes home to his wife and says,
那我们再换个话说，比如说是有个男人对一个女人说
，It's okay, I love you.
没问题，我也爱你哦。
But this is other lady that I love as well.
不过我还有一个女人，我也爱哦。
Just think about that.
你就去想想，这可能吗
？So in our relationship with Jesus，
在我们和耶稣的关系也是如此。
You either serve God or you serve Mammon。
你要么就是侍奉马门，要么就是侍奉神。
Either serve God or you serve the world。
你要么就是侍奉神，要么就是侍奉世界，只能做一样。
So we have to choose。
我们必须要有一个选择。
This struggle is real. This war is real。
这个征战，这个斗争是真实的。
This battle is real.
这个征战是最真实的。
We say, I'll have no other God before me.
神说的，在你面前不可以有其他的神。
I want to be known as faithful one.
我需要你成为一个最信实的。
A faithful bride, faithful church.
希望你当一个信实的新娘，信实的教会。
I'm not here to tickle your ears.
我们不是在这里来。
This is serious.
我不是跟你开玩笑的，是很真，很认真的讲话。
God's desire is to pour out His Spirit.
神最大的希望就是把他的灵浇灌给你们。
On individuals.
在你们每个人身上。
Upon churches.
在教会当中。
He wants to pour out His Spirit here.
他想把他的灵倾灌在我们当中。
You know, well, I've told you a few old stories. I don't like telling people old stories.
那我喜欢跟你讲老故事其实我以前不喜欢讲这些老的故事
I want to tell people what's happening now what God is doing now
我想跟你们讲神现在正在做的事情
Joshua said to me Do you know this place is amazing
当 Joshua 跟我说这个地方很好哦
You know one of Jeffrey's brothers came here and people were falling around in the street
他说这里当时有 Jeffrey 的那个弟兄们都来这里然后他们呢还、都倒在地上啊什么的
And I listened to Josh I think that's brilliant but he's dead
然后我跟 Joshua 说，对呀、啊，虽然当时这么属灵哈，这么多人倒地上这么好，但是这也是过去式了。
I don't want to live on. Do you know 50 years ago God did this?
我才不想说呢，五十年前有这么美好的属灵历史在这里发生。
Let me tell you, there's no future in the past.
那我想说在你讲过去式的时候，你是看不到未来了。
Our response is.
那我们的反应是。
Do it again.
再来一次吧。
But I'm going to cry out to you, Lord.
所以主啊，我们会今天呼求你。
Like I said, I'm an old man sitting over there.
我会说我是一个老人坐在那里。
And I'm saying to the Lord, you can have it all.
我说主啊，你可以拿走我所有的一切，都属于你，都拿走。
Have my life.
你可以哪怕我的生命，你都可以拿走。
We have to come from that place.
我们必须是在这种角度上才可能有的侍奉。
Not only that.
不光如此。
See, the world says, "See how they love one another."
神说让我们。
What an amazing witness.
不要彼此伤害。
See how they love one another. See how they love one another.
看我们怎么样来互相活出来。
Sacrificial love.
Love each other. 彼此相爱，彼此相爱。
Brilliant. Sacrificial love.
是以牺牲的爱。
See, if you're going to play as a Christian, go and do something else.
所以你要不是基督徒的话，你还不如做别的，还不如干别的事情。你要是不是这样的一个想法的话，
go and do something else.
你就去侍奉世界吧，去做别的吧。
This is serious stuff.
我所讲的是非常认真的事情。
Think of those heroes.
想想那些英雄。
Preach the gospel.
那些为福音走出去的传教士英雄们。
We are here because of their faithfulness preaching the word of God.
我们今天能够在这里，是因为曾经的那些传教士如此勇敢的传福音。
I'm going to ask you to do something if you would like to.
那我今天想让你们做些事情。
When I came in here.
当我来到这里的时候。
You know, Chinese community, Chinese people, they always take their shoes off.
我发现中国人啊，进一个房间的时候会脱鞋。
I was going to test Joshua's love.
我本来想去试一试 Joshua 到底有多爱。
I'm keeping my shoes on, and that's that.
我准备就是穿着鞋进他们那。
But he gave me some slippers that didn't fit.
然后他最后给我拿了拖鞋给我。
But I struggled on.
但是我还是挣扎的穿上了。
This is what I felt.
所以这是我的感觉。
That we should take our shoes off.
我们应该脱鞋。
If you're able to.
如果你可以脱鞋的话。
Take your shoes off.
那就脱鞋啊。
Because I want to ask you.
因为我想问你。
Don't do this if you don't want to do it.
如果你不想脱鞋，你就别脱。
But again, we have to. Let me back up again.
我们还是需要，我们再回来看一步。
When they consecrated the first temple,
当他们刚开始建的第一个殿的时候，圣殿
，the glory came,
神的同在荣耀来到当中
，and they sang, God is good,
他说神是好的，神是良善的
，His mercy endures forever.
他的良善永远都存在。
I feel something really when I say that.
我讲这句话的时候，我都很感动。
When they built the second temple.
当他们在建第二个殿的时候，圣殿的时候，
said they wept.
他们就哭了。
And they wept because the prophet saw the glory go off the temple.
他们哭的原因是因为那些先知们看到神的荣耀离开了那殿。
It was just a building.
就成为了一个空空的建筑物而已。
There was no glory.
因为没有神的荣耀在那个殿中。
We want the glory to come.
我们想要神的荣耀在我们当中。
But when the glory comes,
但是当荣耀来时，
what comes is love.
来的都是爱。
What comes is love.
是爱。
Love that changes the world.
只有爱才能改变世界。
So, I want to do this today if this is possible. I'd like you to take your shoes off. And if you want to stand or kneel.
所以我今天想让你们真的来做这么一件事情，脱鞋。
Let me tell you, when I was a young Christian, I was a musician.
我还是个年轻的基督徒的时候，我那时候是一个弹音乐的。
Just a young Christian.
是一个年轻的基督徒。
And I remember at this, I think it was called the Ben Clock Tower Ballroom or something in Rugby. Yeah, don't bother. Just say there's a big building in Rugby.
反正我就看到了一个那个那个橄榄球的一个大建筑物。
They had a Christian worship band.
然后当时就有很多基督徒在那里敬拜。
Professional musician, that's what I did for a living.
我当时是专业的音乐人，所以我就在那里，我是靠这个生活的。
And my wife convinced me to. I didn't want to play with because a lot of the time the Christian musicians were rubbish.
那大部分的基督徒的音乐人呢都不怎么样。
But I discovered it's not about being brilliant; it's about having a heart for God.
那我觉得其实弹的好不好还不是很重要的，是关乎于对神的爱。
And you can be brilliant.And the glory won't come.
但是你可能你的音乐能力很强，可是神的荣耀却不来。
What is it God requires? Contrite and humble heart.
所以神要的是一个谦卑的悔改的心。
So the guy was ministering, and he said, "I want people to dedicate their lives to the Lord.
所以当时就有一个音乐人在那里说，我希望大家把所有的人的生命都交给主。
And when you're a young Christian, you hear mature Christians who pray these amazing prayers.
当你还是年轻基督徒的时候，你听到这些很成熟的基督徒祷告这么美好的话语。
I thought I liked that one. I'll repeat that one.
然后我就会说，嗯，我很喜欢这样的祷告，我也重复一次吧。
And I heard this man say, "Lord, I want you to roll your sleeves upon me."
然后他这个人就跟我说，我想让你把你的袖子卷起来。
I really want you to do a deep work in my heart.
我想让你在心里面有一个很深的工作。
I thought that's a brilliant prayer. I'll pray that one.
我说好啊，好啊，我把袖子卷起来，我要做这个祷告。
So I got on my hands and knees and I said, "Lord."
然后我就跪下来对神说，主啊。
I don't know whether I did it for because it looked good.
我不知道我当时是不是因为那样看着好像很属灵，我就这样做了。
I want you to roll your sleeves up on me and do a work on me.
然后我就跟神说，神啊，你来卷我的袖子，让我预备好为你做工。
I wish I'd never prayed that prayer because God heard me.
我希望现在后悔我当时有这样的祷告，因为神真听到这个祷告了。
He worked me over.
他真的是颠覆了我的整个生命，让我能做这个工作。
He completely worked me over as a human being.
他完全的颠覆了我的生命，就是让我来成为器皿做这个工作。
It's dangerous being a Christian.
所以当基督徒好危险哦。
I'm never praying that prayer again.
然后我再也不要祷告这么危险的祷告了。
It's like he utterly dismantled me.
他完全拆毁了我，把我彻底拆了。
And I kept saying to my wife, I can't take any more.
然后我跟我的妻子说，我不能再这样被拆了，都快没了。
So you just need to keep praising God.
然后我的妻子就对我说，那你要继续赞美神。
If anybody says that to me again, I said I'll get really cross.
然后现在要是谁再这样子来取笑我说要我继续赞美神，我会很生气的。
So I don't want you to pray that prayer.
所以我倒是没有让你今天做这个祷告。
Unless it's in your heart to pray.
除非你心里真是有这个负担要这样说。
But I want to ask you to take your shoes off.
我要求的是你真的把鞋子脱掉。
Just think that you're in a Chinese home. It'll be all right.
就想象你在一个中国式的家庭需要脱鞋的家庭里。
And then they'll feed you afterwards.
然后你要想到后面还有饭菜吃哦。
But God's going to feed you after this.
神后面还要给你饭食哦。
If we take our shoes off,
所以你们现在把鞋子脱掉。
If we're able to kneel down,
如果你们有可能可以跪下的话。
Let it be something genuine within you.
需要你里面是真实的这个感受，你才这么做。
Is to cry out to God.
是真的向神呼求。
And ask Him.
然后问神。
Will you come and do it again, Lord?
你可不可以再把这个历史的事情在我身上再演一遍
？By the way,
顺便说一句。
I utterly commit myself to what you do.
我完全的把我自己委身给你们所做的事情。
See, when people start coming through the door,
当有人进入到这扇门，
somebody has to disciple them.
有人叫你去培训门徒。
Church changes in all sorts of different ways. It's demand upon us.
那现在教会的各种方式啊，做事的方式都有改变，各种各样，花样多。
So.If you take your socks and shoes off, and if we can have some worship, well done, Betty.
你们把你们的鞋子先脱掉。
And just take your shoes off.
鞋子脱掉。
If you kneel down, I'm going to.
能跪下的话，请跪下。
I'm just going to ask the Holy Spirit to come.
我想让圣灵来做事情。
This is forget. There's anybody else in this room?
你们不要再想旁边还有谁。
This is a real thing.
这是很认真的事情。
And ask God to come and do something.
让神到我们当中来做些事情。
Maybe you've got a secret sin. Maybe there's.
也许你有一个不敢说出来的罪。
Let the sin go.
就是放开放手，不要想这个事情。
Listen, all of this is about His love.
这里面今天讲的全是关乎神对你的爱。
For God so loved the world.
因为神如此的爱世人。
This is perfect love that God casts out all fear.
这是一个完全的爱，能够驱走所有的惧怕。
So let's just do this for 5-10 minutes. Let the Holy Spirit come. Let Him come and do something in you.
让我们就这样沉浸在神的灵里面，大概5到10分钟，让圣灵亲自做事情。
If you're not a Christian,
如果你都不是基督徒的话
，You're not sure if you're a Christian.
或者你也不确定自己到底是还不是基督徒的话
，Just take your shoes off.
那你就光脱鞋就好了。
Let Jesus convince you of His love.
让耶稣用他的爱。来主动的来感动你。
And then at some point in this meeting, if you want to come down here, and I'll get people to pray for you.
如果你确实有感动，想要到前面来被祷告，你们可以到前面来，我们这里会有人为你祷告。
So let's do that. We'll just be quiet.
让我们就是安静的来到神面前。
Let God do what He wants to do.
让神来做他的工作。
全心向你称谢，耶稣，你是如此爱我，我单单属于你，我来到你面前，全心向你称谢，耶稣，你是如此爱我，我单单属于你，主，我在这里献上生命的一切，完全献给你，因为我并没有财宝和精力能够献给你，唯有我的心，全所有，愿我这一生成为你器皿，来完成你旨意。我来到你面前，全心向你称谢，耶稣，你是如此爱我，我单单属于你，
主，我在这里，
主，我在这里，献上我生命的一切，完全献给你，因为我并没有财宝和精力能够献给你，唯有我的心，献给你，因为我并没有财宝和精力能够献给你，唯有我的心，这一生成为你器皿，来完成你旨意。主，求你主心我，心中将我分。 将身体献上当作活祭，一生做你圣洁的器皿。我将身体献上为你而活，为你复兴。
倾吐的时候，
I saw heaven open.
我看到天堂打开。
And I saw some of those ancient angels.
我看到了那些古时候的天使。
They were once here when George Jeffrey.
他们在多少年前还 George Jeffrey 在这里建立教会的时候就与他同在。
But the Spirit of God came from this place.
所以当时神的灵大大的充满了这个地方。
Saw heaven open.
我看到了天门打开。
And God was dispatching angels.
神在送各样的天使又回到我们当中。
The angels were excited.
那些天使好激动和兴奋。
The angels were excited.
他们很兴奋。
There was a stirring in heaven.
因为在天上有一个很大的搅动。
There's things we don't understand when we express our heart to God.
你们都无法想象，当你们这样全心掏出来给主的时候，会发生什么。
The windows of heaven open.
因为天堂的窗户门打开了。
And our tears that go up to heaven.
我们的眼泪都去到了天上。
Not one of them is spilt or wasted.
没有一滴眼泪会被浪费掉。
That they do something in the heavenly places.
他们在天上有做很大的事情。
That we can't understand.
甚至我们都无法理解。
But it stirs the heart of the Father.
但是这搅动了我们天父的心。
Stirs the heart of Jesus.
搅动了主耶稣的心。
And the Holy Spirit gets excited.
然后圣灵变得很激动。
And they dispatch the angels.
所以他就让大批大批的把天使拆下。
Listen.
听啊。
This thing that God has put in my heart, I've shared this.
神把我放在我心里的这个重担，我刚才有分享到，在很多其他的地方。
Over this place,
就像我们今天所在之地，
there's going to be strange manifestations.
会有很奇妙的属灵的现象发生。
There'll be angels walking around the streets.
我们会看到，哪怕有地路上、街上都有天使在这里行走。
You know, many years ago, up north, we had a Bible week.
很多年前在北方，当时我们有一个圣经学习。
Manifestations in the sky.
当时就有同样的一种属灵现象发生。
Angels were walking around on the showground.
当时就在地上有所有的天使在那儿走动。
It was an amazing outpouring of the Holy. It was Harrogate. Park, or whatever it was called.
当时那个路名叫 Harrogate.
And it was a Bible Christian weekend.
是一个圣经的基督徒相聚的聚会。
Angels came.
当时有天使临到。
This is not hyper hysterical people.
这里我们讲的不是这种好像特别什么属灵的人才能经历这种现象。
Something happened to that whole movement.
是当时神在那里的一个大的工作。
When the presence of God came.
当神的同在那么强烈时。
I'm telling you this.
我跟你说。
God is dispatching angels over this place.
神现在就在差大批大批的天使来到我们这里。
That are going to be epicenters all over the world.
就像是一个地震的中心一样，从这里开始，全世界都会有这样的中心。
You know when an earthquake has an epicenter.
你知道那些地震都有一个中心的。
And then the tremors ripple out.
然后他们的那个余震和震都会发射出去。
So as The presence of God comes to this epicenter.
所以神的同在来到了我们这个地震中心。
The ministers are sent out.
然后各样的事工从这里发出。
The gospel goes out.
福音从这里发出。
He goes into all the homes.
去所有周围的这些家庭房子。
People around here will have strange experiences in the homes.
哪怕围着这旁边的所住的这些人们，都会经历很奇妙的属灵现象。
They'll want to know what is happening.
他们自己都会想知道是发生了什么吗？
There'll be manifestation in the sky.
因为在天上有很大的事发生。
Strange things.
很奇妙的事情发生。
If we keep our heart with God,
如果我们把我们的心真的和神放在一起
and we say to the Lord, come and do it here.
我们跟神说主啊就在这里就在这里做
What happens when the gospel is preached is this.
当福音被传出去的时候会发生这样的事情
God says this.
神是这样说的
It's where the gospel of love is preached.
当福音被传出去时
Signs and wonders happen.
各样的神迹奇事将要发生
It's not hard work.
这根本就不是需要自己去努力做的什么辛苦工作。
Families get swept into the kingdom.
所有的家庭们都会开始进入到神的国度。
People throw off their sin.
人自己就开始意识到自己有罪。
Love of God comes.
神的爱来到当中。
Bodies that are broken are healed.
那些已经生病的人都会得到医治。
People who are troubled by demonic spirits are set free.
那些被邪灵所缚的会被得释放。
Mental health goes.
那些神经病都会得医治。
And the goodness of God starts flowing.
当神的同在在这里大大的彰显时。
And people fall in love with God's word.
人就开始真的喜爱他的话语。
I need to be ready.
我需要你们来准备好。
When someone comes to you and said,
当有人来到你面前跟你说
Teach me the word of God.
说来教我圣经时。
I want to know the word of God.
我想了解圣经的意思时。
Listen as well.
你们听。
There's going to be an amazing movement amongst children.
特别是在孩子当中，你们当中会有一些很特别年轻的孩子，你们会经历这样的事。
God is going to use the young children in an amazing way.
神会用我们这里的孩子很奇妙的作为。
So you need not to let go of God. See, Bible says of Jacob, he says.
当圣经里面记载雅各这么说。
He who wrestles with God.
说他跟神摔跤。
See, we wrestle with God.
当我们跟神摔跤。
So I'm not letting go of you, Lord.
主啊，我就不让你走，我跟你摔跤。
I'm not letting go till you bless me.
我就是，除非你祝福我，要不然我就一直摔到，我就不让你走。
I'm not going to let go till you bless the Chinese people.
我不让你走，除非你来祝福我们这个中国的团体。
I'm not going to let go till you bless this place.
主啊，我不要让你走，除非你来祝福我们这地。
Wherever you come from.
不管你是从哪里来的。
I'm not letting go until you bless these people.
我不要你走，我是直到你来祝福这里的人。
Be ready.
要准备好。
Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
要对圣灵敏感。
It's a wonderful thing.
这是一个很美好的经历。
Let me tell you one story.
让我再给你讲一个故事。
When we first got married, my wife.
当我刚和我的妻子结婚时。
We used to get up really early in the summer and walk around a place called Coombe Abbey.
我们早上喜欢很早起来散步，在夏天的时候。
It had this amazing lake.
我们就来到一个很漂亮的湖。
And there's a phenomenon when there's evaporation in the summer and the steam comes up off the land.
特别漂亮的一个场景就是当那个湖有蒸汽慢慢的从湖上面往上走，因为是夏天。
Farmers call it the promise.
当时的农民都会叫那个地方叫做应许。
We were walking around this lake.
我们当时就围着这个漂亮的湖在走动。
There's no one else there.
当时旁边没有别人。
But this woman walked past us.
突然有一个女人从我们旁边走过。
It was a very still morning.
是一个很安静的早晨。
And I felt this breeze. I had long hair in those days. A breeze flowing.
然后她从我旁边走过的时候，我就能够感觉到一个清风吹过。
I said to Jill, God's trying to tell us something.
我跟我的妻子说，好像神要跟我们说话。
So we walked around the lake again and bumped into this lady.
所以我们又围着这个河湖一直在散步，直到我们又遇到这个女人。
She was crying.
然后她在哭泣。
I said to her.
我对她说。
We're here today because God wants us here.
我们今天在这里不是偶然。
She came to commit suicide, throw herself in the lake.
她那个女人其实是到这个湖里来自杀的。
I feel really.Choked up thinking about it.
我现在想起都会觉得很感动，到想哭。
I said, "Don't do that."
我跟那个女人说，你不要这样。
We talked about Jesus.
我跟她说起了耶稣。
We prayed with her.
我跟她一起祷告。
Life has just changed.
她的生命改变了。
And I said to my wife, "Just think if we'd not bothered speaking to her."
我跟我的妻子说，如果那天我们只顾着散步，忘了跟这个女人说话的话
，She'd be dead.
她可能真的就自杀成功了。
And does it matter if I was wrong? And she just said, "No, I'm coming from a nice
place." 我就跟我妻子说，就算我这一次的所谓的预言和所有的想法都是错的，有关系吗？我妻子说，其实没关系。
So the Holy Spirit being poured out.
所以圣灵当时就是要做工。
It's about the love of God.
是关乎于神的爱。
So as you go about your daily chores,
当你每天在做你的家务事时
，just have that sensitivity.
就一直要有这样的对圣灵的敏感。
You never know.
你永远都不会知道。
You might lead someone to the Lord that's another Reinhard Bonnke.
你可能就会成为下一个布永康，就不小心带一个人就信主了。
You might lead someone to the Lord that's another Betty.
你可能就会带一个像 Betty 这样的人，像布永康这样的伟人，就突然信主了。
No, I think there's only one Betty.
那我知道世界上可能没有第二个 Betty.
I'm saying these things to you. This is real.
我跟你所讲这个事情是说这是真的。
Now.
Now.
When people are in debt.
当你负债的时候
In the time of Jesus,
在耶稣的那个年代
on the gates of the city,
在城市的那个大门前
all your shame was written down for everybody to see.
你的那种羞耻感都会被写在大门贴告示给全世界人知道
you're in debt, you've gone bankrupt.
就会人告诉你今天负债多少多少
all these people money.
让所有的人都能看到你的耻辱
every now and again.
所以不成时不时的
a godly wealthy person
会有一个属灵的富有的人
would come to the gates
他会来到这个大门前
and this parchment that hung down like this he would fold it up
他会把那个告示卷起来
so no one could see it
让别人都再看不见了
and he'd write on it debt paid in full
然后他就会在上面写负债为零
He would pay the debt.
因为他会把所有的债给你还了。
He would pay the debt of that person.
他会为那个人负债的人还了所有的债。
Listen, this is what Jesus has done for you and me.
同样，这就是耶稣今天对你我所做的工作。
There was our debt.
我们也有我们的罪的债。
Folded it up.
神把它卷起来。
It was purchased with His blood.
他用他的宝血来买赎了你。
Set us free.
让我们得自由得释放。
You're no longer in debt.
你不再负债了。
Now listen.
听着
What the Lord has showed me is there's some folk here really struggling with their finances and financial debt.
那我们当中也有人可能真的是在经济上有真的负债。
And I'd like us to pray for you.
我们想为这些真的负债的人祷告。
And I tell you, if you put God first, He'll take care of it.
你要是真的把神放在你生命中的第一位，负债的事情会得以解决。
Maybe you need to repent.
也许你需要悔改。
You've not managed your finances correctly.
因为你没有正确的来经营你的那些金钱。
And maybe you need people to help you to arrange your finances correctly.
也许你会需要一些专业的人士来帮助你去来经营。
It's a terrible thing to feel ashamed, isn't it?
有耻辱感是很难受的事情。
There's your stuff on the gate.
竟然是在大门口被贴告示贴出来。
But someone comes along, pays your debt.
突然会有这么的一个富有的人说我来。花钱来买赎你所有的负债。
Those of us who know Jesus,
这些
has paid in full.
如果你们知道我们的耶稣，这就是我们的耶稣所做的工作。
What an amazing atonement!
这么大的救赎。
Some in debt, financial debt. I want you to come and I'll get people to pray.
所以，如今你要真的有这种经济负债的问题，也欢迎你今天到前面来为你祷告。
And then there are some here who.You're not sure whether you're a Christian.
那我们当中还有一部分人，其实你自己不是很确定你是否是基督徒。
But we'd like to pray for you.
但是我们想为你祷告。
So I'd like you to come.
我希望你到前面，到前面。
We need to finish.
在我们结束之前，如果你想祷告，
ago,
其实我们六分钟前就该结束的。
But we're going to pray for you.
但是我们想为你祷告。
So please come.
所以你们有这个需要，请到前面来。
John, I'll pray.
我们这里面三位都会为你祷告。
I'm not going to labor it. If you don't want to come, fine.
如果你自己不愿意上来的话，我不会再发出更多的请求。
But the thing I do want to pray for.
但是我想为祷告的是。
See, I'm just an ordinary guy.
我就只是一个普通的人。
There's only one superstar in this kingdom. His name's Jesus.
这里面只有一个伟大的人，就是耶稣基督。
But I'd like us to pray that the Holy Spirit would come.
但是我想来祷告说圣灵到我们中。
God sends His angelic host.
让圣灵要让神把他的天使差来。
He declares this is an epicenter.
他说我们这里是地震的中心。
I want to pray that the gifts of the Spirit.
所以我想祷告呢属灵的这些恩赐给你们。
Would not be sparsely in this place.
会不会在这里被浪费而会使用？
Be in abundance.
我们会有很多很多的属灵恩赐来适合我们去施工的属灵恩赐。
See,
来看
The spirit of prophecy is Jesus Christ.
能够有先知预言的灵的其实就是基督的灵。
Again, it's all about him.
全都是关乎耶稣基督。
So if you'd like us to pray for you, if you want to come, we'll pray for you.
如果你想要被带到，请到前面来。
Listen,
听着。
I'm just going to say this to you.
我这样对你说。
Do not come to me after this meeting and say, Granville, I was one of those people who was in debt. I won't pray for you.
请不要到之后我们结束聚会再后悔，那个时候再到我面前来说要祷告，说你刚才说的是我，那个时候我会拒绝你。
And I won't pray for you because it's dishonoring to God. Because
我会拒绝你，是因为我这样子不尊荣我们的神。
When I was desperate,
因为当我真的很明显的有这个趋势
I come to God just as I am.
我就是这样子来到神的面前，在我如此的迫切的时候，我不会考虑别人的眼光，我就会来到神的面前。
So if you want to come and let's pray, I'm going to hand over to Josh now, and you can.
如果你们需要祷告，现在来，等会儿来的，我们会拒绝。
Those of you who have heard what Granville said,
刚才我们听到 Granville
说 honor God by coming out.
我们现在要尊荣神的工作。如果你现在有这种迫切的想被祷告的想法，要现在就来。
And we thank you for God's presence here today.
我们主啊，我们谢谢你的同在在我们当中。
If you ever want to know what God's presence feels like, it's this: it's peaceful and it's loving.
如果你不知道神的同在是种什么感觉，就是现在这样，有平安，有爱。
Okay, let's pray.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you, God.
天父啊，我们谢谢你。
Thank you for loving us.
谢谢你给我们的爱。
For speaking to us.
谢谢你对我们说话。
I just thank you, Father, for all that you are doing.
主啊，我谢谢你父神，你所做的一切。
Yes, Lord, we as a church want your power.
是的，主啊，我们想要你的能力。
We want your guidance.
我们想要你的带领。
For our church and for our families.
不光是对我们的教会，还有对我们的家庭。
For our lives, Lord.
主啊，还有我们的生活。
We need you, Jesus.
主啊，我们都需要你。
Because you are King.
主啊，你是王。
You are King.
你是王。
So I thank you for today.
主啊，谢谢你今天。
For reminding us.
来提醒我们。
We need to look to you.
我们要专注在你身上。
For allowing us to know your heart.
让我们能够来摸着你的心。
And help us to be faithful.
让我们来成为那信实的。
To be obedient.
成为那顺服的
to put you in the center of our lives.
能把你放在我们生命中的最中心之处
Thank you, Jesus.
主啊，谢谢你
Help every one of us
来帮助我们当中每一位
To live our eternal life now
能从现在就活出永生
And to be faithful
成为那信实
In your mission
在你的给我们差遣的工作当中
To make a difference in everyone else's lives
让我们能对他人都能够有生命的影响
Help us, Lord
有改变主啊，你来帮助
Help us, Lord
帮助我们
To be a disciple of Jesus,
成为耶稣的真门徒
and to make others disciples,
也帮助他人成为你的真门徒
Release that anointing on us,
主啊，你来释放这样的恩膏在我们
身上 Let the power of God come upon us,
主啊，让你的能力到我们的当中
I want everyone to stand,
请大家都起立
And let's close,
我们来一起来
Father, fall upon us,
主啊，你
Let the power of God come upon us,
主啊，让你的能力在我们当中
Let the anointing come upon us,
主啊，你的恩膏在我们当中
To be faithful,
主啊，让我们来信实
To be obedient,
让我们成为顺服
Help us to hear you,
主啊，让我们能听到你
Encourage us, Lord,
主啊，你来鼓励我们
Put faith in us,
让我们里面有信心
And give boldness to us,
让我们里面有勇气
And above all, Lord,
主啊，最重要的是
Fill us with your love,
主啊，充满用你的爱大大充满我们
That we may love others,
让我们有你的爱充满到都有留意出来可以去爱别人
In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣基督的名
we ask you, Lord,
主啊,
for your blessing,
你来祝福我们
and for your guidance,
你来向导我们
we declare,
我们这样子宣告
Jesus is King,
耶稣你是王
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen. So, the service is now closed, we're going to pray for the people at the front,
那我们现在会完成我们的聚会，但是在前面的，我们会专门为你们祷告。
Okay, guys, you can stand up. It's easier.
好，前面的姊妹们，你们可以站起来，如果容易一点的话。
Praise the Lord. Thank you. See you next week.
下一周再见，谢谢大家。